Hey, welcome to another episode of Chelas con Chavos. I'm John.
And
I'm here with Miguel. You hear me?
Yeah. I don't know what happened there.
It's the electricity still rumbling through San Diego right now, man.
Oh, dude, I know exactly what happened. My dumbass had the YouTube live in the background.
Oh.
Yeah, so sorry, my bad, everybody.
Oh, there you go, man.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Yeah. Anyways, what is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chelas con Chavos. I'm here once again with Miguel. Exciting times here in San Diego. Playoff just is, the playoffs really in multiple sports are in the atmosphere. Yeah. We're here to talk about Loyal and kind of what's going on around the city. Right now it's San Diego Loyal's turn this weekend to show what we got, you know, what we can, you know, offer, the city in regards to, first class men's professional soccer. Showing that San Diego is, it's a soccer city, and we're going to see how it is this weekend. You know, we got a tough opponent against Oakland, and, we're going to get into the match right there in our predictions. But yeah. There you go, man. I want to see what your input is on the buzz around San Diego. You know, now it's San Diego's turn for San Diego Loyal to show what we got. You know, wave one yesterday. Padres are doing well. They're going to the next round to the NLDS. You know, kind of want to get your input.
Yeah, and I mean, I was it's the past week in San Diego has been something I'm never ever going to forget, man. And you know, obviously, it all started off with the Padres. I mean, I've been a big fan of them since I could walk probably. Just being at the stadium during that playoff atmosphere. At both games, you know, against the Dodgers, finally beating that big brother that we had, that really amped me up. And the best part about that was that it got San Diego really excited for the two teams, you know, that are also in the playoffs in San Diego, which is the Wave and the San Diego Loyal, obviously. It kind of worked out that that Loyal kind of lost the way they did because nobody was really. I guess everybody was paying more attention to the baseball game than the soccer game. I was watching, but I was looking at both back and forth, you know, just to kind of see what was going on. But if the Loyal were going to lose 4-0, I think Saturday was probably the day to do it because there was a lot of attention going towards another way, you know. Plus, with the roster that they played and the type of game that they played, you know, second place already clinched, playoffs already clinched. There's really no more room for improvement or loss in the standing table. It was probably a good game to lose in the way they did. But at the same time, you know, we're seeing it with other playoff teams, you know, seeing it not even just with Loyal, but you can see it in baseball, you can see it in the Wave momentum going into the playoffs is really, really huge. And yes. How is that momentum going to be hurt with two ties and a major loss like that? You know, like, is the momentum really in the Loyal side right now? I don't know. Are they resting on their players? I don't know. It's giving me kind of vibes from last year, but I do have faith in our boys. We're riding high in the Wave. And I mean, not just the way the team, but metaphorically, you know, we're riding high. And as a city, as a fan base, so I think the Loyal have a lot going for them right now.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we had this momentum right now with this playoff atmosphere. And, you know, I think this is the first time I could ever remember, obviously, because, you know, we never had a professional women's soccer team here, NWSL. You know, this is the first year us having a team. And the same thing with the for USL, you know, a men's professional soccer team as well. And also the baseball team, everyone's going in the playoffs. Are in the playoffs and doing well. So now it's Loyal's turn to show. But yeah, you're right. If we were going to lose a game while everyone's attention is somewhere else, you know, the match against Sacramento was the one to do it on. But yeah, I'm a little concerned, to be honest, about the momentum thing, because I'm a strong believer that, you're going to the playoffs, you got to be hot. Kind of like the NFL, you know, like that, you know, that first week bye, you know, in the playoffs, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. you're like the New England Patriots, you know, when Tom Brady was at his prime right there, you know, sometimes having the week's rest or resting your players doesn't really work out. You know, kind of, you know, look what happened to the Dodgers. You know, a lot of people can debate that, you know, maybe the day's rest could have, you know, affected them. But that's why you got to maintain, you know, your streak or your activity and you being hot. That's why I think, you know, the Padres are doing really well. I think it's very important to kind of keep going and keep the body, you know, playing and stuff like that. You kind of get in a momentum, you start getting hot, right? So that's why I'm a little concerned with Loyal right now, just because especially taking such a beating, like a 4-0 in Sacramento, and Sacramento's a top team. You know, they're on the rise right now. You know, they're kind of having a mediocre season. Then all of a sudden they started getting hot at the end. And us, you know, we already know what happened to us last year, kind of sort of falling apart last year. And you know, we started kind of having a little bit of a sentiment. It was happening this year as well. Yeah. And then we didn't want to go into Sacramento and just getting, but you know, beat like that. Obviously, a couple players, you know, were put in starting, you know, like Andrew Carlton. And we'll get into him a little bit later. But, you know, but people like that, that you would expect to kind of fill those shoes to where, you know, get those players who weren't getting all the minutes, get in and kind of make a performance and score some goals. It didn't happen, you know, but now it's really the eyes are going to be towards this match against Oakland this weekend, where, you know, Landon's going to have to make sure his game plan is correct, because Oakland's hungry right now. They got into the playoffs. They weren't sure if they're going to make it or not. It depended on other results. And that's one of the teams that I did not want to play. In essence, you know, obviously because of what, you know, how games went in the past. And we'll get into it shortly after we kind of go over the Sacramento game. But I think it's going to be, you know, I'm kind of happy we are playing them, because we're going to have in a way, presence of supporters at Torero, where if we would have played probably RGV or El Paso or something like that, we wouldn't have that. But I think it's going to be that's going to make it more electric at Torero, having an away supporters presence there. So we'll see what your opinion is on that, and then we'll get into the Sacramento details.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, what's the fact that they're playing Oakland is I guess it kind of gives them the opportunity to kind of get revenge, or, you know, kind of play the team the way they were supposed to be playing them in the regular season. It's going to be a fantastic game, I think. It's going to be very close. I don't think it's going to be easy at all by any means. I mean, like I said, we tied up in Oakland and then we lost here at home, right? They were one of the few teams that beat us here at home this season. So, you know, I really don't want to make comparisons between the Padres, you know, the Loyal and the Wave, you know, because they're totally different teams, totally different fan bases sometimes. You know, a lot of them do kind of interject and they kind of intertwine. But, you know, it's important to note that if they want to hit it big with the mainstream market in San Diego, with that market that's going to be able to fill in case they do move to Snapdragon. I don't know if they're going to do it or not, but in case they do, they're going to want to have butts in those seats, and those butts are going to be the people that are riding that playoff wave right now. You know, like I said earlier, it's not fair to compare them, but it is fair to compare the feeling that fans are getting and the emotions that the city of San Diego, especially the sports fans in the city of San Diego are feeling. It is fair to say that the Loyal have to be able to take advantage of that. It might be a little bit added pressure, you know, now that they have to do that. And you think about it too, the National League Championship Series is going to be starting up this week again, right?
Yep.
So it's going to be, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday at home, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Philadelphia. You know, and the potential that, you know, the Padres are playing Sunday, then right after that, you know, you're going to go see the Loyal play. The potential is there for there to be like a lot of excitement in the air, you know, especially you say the Padres do win that fifth game and the fans are just riding a high. They're going to go over there and say, yeah, let's get this going. Let's get this winning. It's going to be electric. And, you know, like, I don't really mind too much about, you know, Way fans being at the game. It's going to be good for, I mean, it's going to probably be good for Oakland, you know, but for the most part, I would much rather just have that stadium be packed with San Diego people.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, there's a lot, going to be a lot of eyes, you know, looking at San Diego. A lot of people are going to be seeing kind of what's going on over here. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see how the week progresses. And like you said, going into the weekend, if, you know, the Padres are playing on Sunday and, you know, and Lolo's playing as well, and kind of see how that day, you know, goes. So I'm very excited. Let's kind of get more in depth into the episode today and talk about a little bit about the Sacramento match that Loyal played up there in Sacramento. Kind of just want to make a few comments on here, just kind of just highlight a few things. But the roster wasn't really too crazy different, you know, from, you know, the games that we were playing. You know, we're doing really well, right? Like, just only, I'm just going to, you know, just go over the first players at the beginning of the match that were starting. We had Koke, Riley, who, you know, doesn't really typically get the start. You know, Akon was sitting at the bench. Stoneman was in there, Adams, Martin, Charlie Adams, Guido, Carlton, right? He hasn't started too many games, but he's starting here, which, you know, we'll get into that if you agree with that or not. You know, but Conway was in there, Moshobane and Amang. So you would figure, you know, we have a competitive, you know, team up there that was going to look to get a win, but obviously that didn't happen. And in the first, first 5 minutes, Sacramento went up. The first goal, you can kind of make that debate that Koke didn't really see too well, just because a Sacramento player was kind of, a lot of players were in front of him before he kicked the ball. So, you know, you can say that Koke just, you know, around the 18-yard box where Koke couldn't see the ball too well. You know, you can give that debate right there in the second minute. Rodrigo Lopez, you know, playing really well for Sacramento this season, you know, scored that goal. And just 2 minutes later, in the fourth minute, another goal by Sacramento, where, you know, it looked like the, you know, it was a straight, you know, what was it, like a 25-yard shot or something like that. And then one of the defenders from Loyal, it looked like it kind of, you know, kind of deflected off of like a leg there. And then Koke, you know, just, you know, got surprised by what the deflection on that. And then there you go. It's 2-0. And then in the 15th minute, a real rocket, you know, by Matt LaGrassa from Sacramento. And then there, you know, you can kind of, you know, say to yourself right there, was that Koke, you know, just kind of timed it incorrectly there. So some people can say, hey, you know, Koke is our number one keeper right now. He got to subbed for the second half. And then Farid looked like he did pretty well and then just allowed a goal in the 81st minute. You know, but the question here is, you know, was Koke really at fault here? Was he not? Could things that could have been better? I want to see what your thoughts are on that. But, you know, there you go. You know, 4-0 in Sacramento. And, you know, Carlton was in there. You know, he had a good shot at the end of the match. But he kind of, you know, he has talent and he has some potential of, you know, well, he's shot a lot of good balls towards the opposing goal. In several games where we know that his shot has caused either some confusion in the defense, or like, you know, the goalkeeper either deflected or caught it or blocked it, and then the deflected ball has, you know, gone in from another player from Loyal, either hitting it in or something like that. So he tries to score, but he hasn't really done much this season at all. You know, I'm for one saying that I think he needs to leave. You know, especially he's not really shown that he can, you know, he'd be that player that's going to be scoring goals. But from here, to kind of just finish off my thoughts here, you know, I did not think that we were going to leave there with four goals on us and none of us, you know, no Loyal players scored. But there you can kind of just make the you know, basically your thoughts right there on Koke and Andrew Carlton. And then just really only like two or three players that don't typically start. You know, Vassell was benched in the beginning, you know, probably getting some rest, getting ready for the, you know, for the playoffs. You know, so multiple people got put in as subs in the second half. Faree got put in there. Metcalf came in for Guido, and Jackson came in for Cal Adams, and Ebenezer Akon went in for Grant Stoneman. And then later on, Conway stepped out for Morgan Hackworth. So there you go. What do you think, Miguel, on a couple of notes there that I mentioned?
You know what's I kind of feel like a part of me thinks like it, like I said, like I mentioned earlier, it wasn't a game to win, it wasn't a game to lose, it was just a game, right? There was no technical advantage for the Loyal to either win or lose this game. I think maybe it could have been one of those things where, yeah, do you want to play to win and get the momentum to the playoffs, or do you want to give some of your guys more time, see how they react in the in-game environment, see how they react against a team that is, you know, that's essentially, you know, that's fighting for a playoff spot, right? Were they fighting for a playoff spot?
They're just fighting for positioning.
Yeah, they were fighting for position, right? So they were actually, they were trying to get a better position in the table.
Yeah.
And, you know, they ended up doing that. You know, they got their home field advantage. I'm pretty sure that's what they were fighting for. And, you know, it's one of those situations where I think Landon Donovan maybe thought, you know, let's get some of those kids out there, right? You know, Koke Vega going, you know, getting out. I think, you know, it's probably a smart move. I mean, the guy's been a workhorse all freaking year, man. You know, if it's not Vassell, then Koke Vega's a clear second for MVP, in my opinion. Even with the amount of goals that have been kind of let in, you know, the fact that he's back there and he's given his all every single time. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you kind of respect about the guy. But at the same time, you know, playoffs are coming around. You know, the guy's been playing all year. He's essentially our sole goalie, you know, at this moment, you know, because there's no close second right now. We have a backup, but he is our starter, and that's it. You know, there is no debate in his position. He's it. So I think giving him, you know, the rest a little bit, it was good. Maybe that's probably not the way he wanted to go, you know, with three quick goals in the first 15 minutes. But yeah, I think that was okay with him. Andrew Carlton, you know, like, yeah, I think you're right, man. It's he's got the potential. You see it.
That sigh of frustration.
It goes back to the whole, like, was all that worth it? You know, for the performances that we've been seeing from him. I mean, I think I told you when this whole thing started, right? I'm willing to give him a chance. You know, he's like, if he said one thing he wants to do it, that's perfectly fine. You know, I'm sure the guy's playing his heart out, you know, but at the same time, I don't think it was actually worth all the drama that kind of came with them. And, you know, maybe he might come back next year. You never know. I think there's actually a really good chance that the Loyal will re-sign him next year. But he's going to have to do a lot of improving because, you know, for all the issues and all the trouble that we went through as a fan base for him to come on and not produce the results that were kind of not promised from him, but expected from him, I don't think it was worth it too much. I don't like the result in Sacramento. You know, like I said, it wasn't a game for us to win or lose, but I don't like the result. But I do like the fact that most of our guys got a rest. You know, like Vassell didn't go in. You know, he just needed to relax a little bit, man. I think we have a different game plan coming for Oakland, and I'm pretty sure. I want to say the team's prepared. I've said that every single week. And some weeks have let me down. Some weeks they were right on the money. But I want to say they're ready and they're prepared. And I think we're gonna give Oakland everything they can handle on Sunday.
Yeah, that's what being a coach in any sport is so tough, because you're trying to manage, right? That who should I start the last game? We're already clinched in the playoffs. You know, I want to maintain some competitiveness within the squad. You know, I want to check out some different players. So it's tough to be Landon in that respect. But now it's game time, right? Now it's you don't have to worry about that. Now you have to worry about what the best players are, 11 best players are right now, that are going to give you the result of a strong win and for the the first playoff match ever at Torero Stadium, you know, so let's not forget about that. So that's going to be historic at Torero. It's going to be an exciting night. So obviously we're going to be showing up there and expecting for Loyal to win, and then for all the players to give it 110%, right? But yeah. So Oakland, a lot of people are in social media are a little bit you're concerned in essence, you know, about wanting to play them. I know they're whoever I think that we were going to play wasn't going to be easy, because like look at the bottom three of the playoff positioning. So pretty much 5, 6, and 7. 5 is New Mexico. 6 is RGV. 7 is obviously Oakland, who we're going to play. But look, right just below them, they have the same points, you know, but the differences, you know, the goal differential and stuff like that was against El Paso, and Las Vegas Lights was just a 9th. Literally just 1 point, from 7th. And also Phoenix Rising was just 4 points away from possibly getting a playoff positioning. So imagine us either, you know, we weren't sure who we were going to play, but we could have potentially have been playing, you know, either Phoenix, Vegas, El Paso, and Oakland. And then obviously we, you know, what happens playing Phoenix, El Paso wasn't going to be easy neither, you know, RGV wasn't going to be easy neither. New Mexico, if they would have slipped a little bit. But Oakland is that team that a lot of people are saying that, you know, that's going to be the match that they don't want to see. I kind of did want to see it. Like I said, you know, I think it's going to be a very exciting match. You know, I'm already picturing it being very physical, and the refereeing is going to be vital, I think, for this match. I think that Oakland's going to come in and they already know how to play Loyal. They're going to try to disrupt and be physical and kind of get in the heads of the players, you know, because I think they have a very physical squad over there. And I think they're going to know how to play us at Torero, and they're going to try to do the same thing, kind of get our heads out of the game plan, because they know that we're going to be playing at home, that buzz of the playoff buzz. So I just see that, kind of predicting maybe a red, in this match, and hopefully it's against Oakland. I think the refereeing is going to be very, very important. And if anyone's been obviously watching other matches in the USL, there's been a lot of questionable refereeing lately in the past couple of months. I want to say like 3 months now, there's been almost like every week there's been some questionable refereeing at a match across the conferences, right? So we're going to go against Oakland. I think we are going to pull it off and get a win, but I think it's just really important that Landon Donovan kind of puts that in the heads of the players that, you know, like this is playoff time. You got to be focused at the game plan and not let, you know, the players kind of get in your head. And that's going to really be up to the players on our part from Loyal to kind of understand that and then kind of just focus on the play and then getting some goals, because we need to get some goals in, you know, and it's going to be tough against them. I think this will be a tight, tight game. I would say in my eyes, I see like a 2-1 prediction there. I think Loyal will win, but I don't think it's going to be a blowout like a 4-0. Nothing like that. I think it's going to be tough. What do you think there?
I think it's going to be 1-0, to be honest with you. And it's going to be an extra time. That's a cautious prediction. Just say that. That's a very, very cautious prediction. That's just me not wanting to sound like a complete, you know, like Homer, right? I do think San Diego Loyal does have what it takes to beat Oakland. In the bottom of my heart, I want to say they're going to crush them, but to be conservative, 1-0 in extra time, like I think that's kind of the way it's going to go. After that, it's just, what is it, 4 more games until we just got to win 4 more games, right, to be champions. I will say this, though. I'm actually in San Antonio this week for work. I wore this shirt out to dinner tonight.
Oh.
And I got 2 to 3 people like flip me off. So it's actually the rivalry's there, man. San Antonio knows who we are, and obviously we know who San Antonio is. And I just want to make sure that I want to see them in the final for the Western Conference for sure.
Were you wearing your Padres hat too?
I was wearing my Padre hat yesterday when I got in, when I landed, and I have my jersey. I brought my jersey with me. I have my hat. First thing I'm going to do is, like, tomorrow right after work, I'm going to go to a bar and just sit there and just watch the entire game. So I'm ready, man. I'm not missing out. I mean, these next 3 weeks are going to be so amazing for all of us as a city. I definitely don't want to miss out.
Yeah, man. They probably hate you because they probably hate Loyal. They probably hate San Diego in general. They hate California. California. So.
Oh, man. You have no idea how many times people say, oh, I'm sorry you live there. I was like, I'm not.
Oh, what?
I'm not sorry.
If you're going to live anywhere in California and then for someone to tell you, I feel sorry you live in San Diego, I got to look at you and be like, you're tripping.
Honestly, I think 95% of the time, and this is not exaggerated, 95% of the time when people ask me where I'm from, I say from San Diego, they say, oh, man, it's beautiful, but it's so expensive. And I'm like,
we know that, but it's not like I'm sorry for you.
Don't feel sorry for me. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, like if I told you I live in Riverside or Hemet or something like that, or I'll feel sorry for me, but I live in San Diego, so please don't feel sorry for me. But if I'm living here, it's because I choose to live here because it's a great city, and I wouldn't want to live really anywhere else in California, But if I but I mean, there's nothing for you to be sorry for me for. TJ's a couple of minutes away, the beach, So I mean, California's, they're coming here and then they're saying, you're sorry you live there, but why are you coming here then? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
you know how many Texans I deal with at work, that are here, I'm not asking them, what the hell are you doing here? Go, they're all coming here for a reason. They're coming here because so many people from the Midwest are coming here, and for them to say something like that, they're just hating, in my opinion. But that's really funny. But speaking of kind of like that rivalry, you can say Texas, California, but here we're going to the NorCal, SoCal. You want to see rivalry there with Oakland, so expect some supporters from roots coming down. Obviously, I don't think they're going to even be anything whatsoever of drowning out any of the noise that the supporters of Loyal are going to, be bringing at Torero Sunday night. So, it's going to be a great matchup. You got your prediction. I got my prediction. Any news in regards to anything? Because I want to get some hot topics here, kind of some juicy topics about a wave, who appeared over there, kind of stadium thoughts, but any news you want to put forward from Chavos, anything at all?
I know we're going to be starting the turkey drive is coming up pretty soon. That's going to be coming up, I don't know. We're going to start ramping that up here in the next couple of weeks. Adrian's been working really hard for it. And then that's pretty much it for Loyal. I mean, for Chavos News, we just got to make sure everybody's there at, on Sunday, supporting the team.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Excellent. So let's see what happens there, with the matchup against, Oakland. I haven't heard anything about any pre-gaming, if there is going to be a barking lot or not. Have you heard anything about that?
No, you know what, but at this time, I think we've talked about it, especially with the, with everybody in the leadership, it's like Death Pit's been, it's been our home. They've been nothing but nice. They've been nothing but kind to us, since the beginning. And as of right now, until something pops up, it's Death Brewing for the pregame.
Yes. And that might be a good idea too, because if the Padres end up playing on Sunday at some
point, we need a TV.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure, if they are playing and the barking lot does occur, it's probably going to be minimal attendance because a lot of people are probably going to be watching. The game's probably going to be during the early afternoon, the Padres game, because it would be on the East Coast, right? Being Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure it'd be at 2 or 3 Pacific time, or even maybe sooner. 2 or 3 possibly. So that's going to kind of cut into, the Loyal match, or possibly a pre-gaming or like Barkula or whatnot. So it'd be kind of a good idea to probably have it how you said, either at Depth or Coronado or whatnot.
Yeah.
All right. So I wanted to get into a kind of some juicy little kind of hot takes here. I wanted to see, obviously, we had some Padres that were special making special appearances last night at the Wave match. And I just kind of got it thinking in my head, you know, just that Snapdragon is kind of one of those. Obviously it's a new stadium. They have a bunch of suites. We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now. And it's a place to kind of like you can have special appearances there, just because of the suites. You know, they can come in different routes. Whoever's VIP, you want to make a quick secret entrance. There's a space to do it. There's an opportunity to get someone in and out quickly, or not even that. You know, they want to be with the supporters, and there you go. They're going to be with the supporters, right? Something that Torero is going to kind of be difficult to do. So we'll kind of see if there's any special appearances at the Torero, home playoff match with Loyal. But the main point here, what I'm trying to say is that Snapdragon is, you know, modern stadium, has the amenities and it's like the whole vibe, you know, having a playoff match there. It just fits like the whole like first division, new jumbotrons, music, you know, pyrotechnics, fireworks, all that stuff. And I know Torero can offer that as well, but not on the modern means as well as Snapdragon. If Loyal does end up doing well in these, if we win against Oakland this weekend and potentially reach the final, what do you think about possibly if Loyal should look into having the final, even if it would be played, you know, at home at Snapdragon, potentially having, you know, just that buzz because of San Diego. They're gonna be able to outgrow if we go to play the final the Torero occupancy, you know, of the stadium. I think, you know, so maybe, you know, some people are talking about possibly trying to push for having it there. But I kind of want to see what your thoughts are on just having the Padres, some of the players being at the Wave, and just how exciting it looked like, you know, on TV, you know, having a win for Wave. You know, obviously went for the Padres, a few days prior. And then you're having like, you know, new stadium, Mission Valley, you know, in front of, you know, over 30,000 people, and potentially having a Loyal's turn there if we do reach the final of and what can potentially be our new home over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's I was watching the videos online, and man, it looked freaking awesome, man. It looked electric. The pack, the house is full. I had a bunch of family members that went to go to the game. The important part about it was a lot of family supporters. You know, it was a lot of people that loved the Wave, and they went there for the Wave. It would be really nice for us to be able to pull a crowd to be able to go in there. And I feel like the only way we would do that this season is if we make it all the way to the championship. I don't know what kind of deal the Loyal have with USD regarding, you know, playoff matches and stuff like that, if they have to play the playoff matches for the season there. It may be easier said than done to say, hey, just move it over to Snapdragon. It's like, well, I mean, you got to think about it. If you're going to do that, then the San Diego Loyal have to buy the banners, you know, to be able to fill those seats, you know, to be able to make it look like a home, right, for them. Because right now the San Diego Wave, they have that place all decked out with their branding. The San Diego Loyal have enough time to be able to come up with all that money to be able to brand that stadium for their final? Possibly not. So that could be a reason why the stadium wouldn't, I mean, the final wouldn't be played there. It would be great because, you know, the capacity, obviously, but at the same time, I mean, it's a home game for a reason. It would be fun. It would be a good idea to see it there. Especially like you're talking about, I mean, VIPs can go there, check it out. The suites are there. Everything would be awesome, but I just don't know if, I don't know if it's doable for this season just yet, but I do agree with you, man. The way the Wave filled that place up, it felt like a top-notch soccer stadium. Yeah. I mean, it was loud. It was very loud. So
it's like you're watching Champions League or something, you know.
I don't know.
For it San was, Diego.
it was definitely looked like a good atmosphere. And you could tell, man, the supporter section right there, the sirens, man. It was they had that place. It was it was rocking in there, man. It was pretty cool to see, you know, and they have that big drum, you know. Jerry did a really good job, you know, promoting, you know, the like the game to everybody in our SGs and stuff like that, to go out there and be able to go and support. You know, it's definitely, they've already, the San Diego Wave have already proven that that stadium is ready for soccer, you know?
Yes.
And I want it to be us so bad. I don't care if it's in the MLS or the USL, like I'd much rather just build the foundation, but I want to start building the foundation in Snapdragon, because that stadium is built for soccer. You know, we got to start filling that up.
Yeah. So, I'm happy you brought that up, because it made me think right now, just about, I'm not sure if you saw the, talking about MLS, the Red Bulls matchup, that they had really horrible attendance a couple of days ago for their playoff matchup. And so a lot of people on social media were just talking really negatively about MLS in regards to, you know, what's going on with the situation with the New York Red Bulls, that, you know, they kind of just had lost that value, that a lot of supporters aren't going, really supporting the club anymore, just because there's really no big names. You know, people are saying that the soccer there at, you know, at the Red Bulls stadium, or the players, is really kind of just lame. They had, you know, it's just, a lot of people are just not interested in going. And also right there, you know, you got to New York City, you know, the team over there in New York City, that, you know, playing in a baseball field and stuff like that. So you still got those rumblings as like kind of a, whatever, an embarrassment for MLS, that you have such low attendance for an MLS match. But yeah, you look at over here, you know, obviously we have a smaller stadium, but, you know, you got that atmosphere, how you just mentioned about Wave, yeah, bringing in the atmosphere at Snapdragon, and how you just said that it is built for, you know, soccer being played there, in regards to, you know, it's, for me, like, I loved it. I think it was a perfect, now, I don't say perfect, but I mean, I think it's being there, I felt like I was in a soccer stadium with the whole supporters section, just all the amenities around and stuff like that. But the point here being is this, that, you know, even if Loyola don't play any games there, I really would like for us to move there next year. You know, I'm not going to get into all like the whole thing about, oh, well, can we fill it up or not? Well, no, I'm not worried about filling it up. You know, as long as we can get about 10 to 15,000 people there, I think it's going to be a really, you know, great vibe. And I think the, you know, like from, you know, how you just mentioned too, people are seeing on TV, you know, just like how the feel there, when you're there, it doesn't, you know, you feel like you're in a first class, you know, stadium. But, you know, it just feels like you're in a, you're like in a different, like in a, it kind of puts you in that place that you're in a, you're watching first division soccer, you're watching a first division team. So I think that I think Loyola should go there next year, and potentially, you know, MLS is going to be looking at that, because they're having, it looks like they're having attendance issues in the playoffs right now. You know,
I mean, that's a great point, man. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I mean, the great, that the point there is that just because cities build stadiums, they still need to get the fans out there. I mean, I'm watching the Dallas Minnesota game right now, right? It's already the 47th minute of the second half. And I mean, there's like, there's maybe like 70% of the seats filled. Like, and that's Dallas. And this is a playoff game. Like, what the hell, you know? And New York, the Red Bull Arena, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you've ever had a chance to go, but Red Bull Arena is a gorgeous stadium, you know, but at the same time, just because you build a stadium doesn't necessarily mean people are going to show up. And that's, I think that's a point that Andrew was trying to make from the beginning. Is like, yeah, we could build 30, 40, 50, you know, 1,000 seat stadium, but we want to make sure that the team is ready to, and we want to make sure that the fans are engaged enough to be able to show up to the, to those matches. And I think maybe that's why it was so important for us to be able to stay at USD for this other year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, speaking of that, just to kind of add on to this topic that, you know, hasn't been put out yet. You know, we've been getting told, you know, by leadership, you know, from Loyal, Ricardo, you know, that they haven't made a decision yet where Loyal will be playing the following season. And, you know, like how you just made that point, you know, like I know that's a big question mark that, you know, you're seeing attendance, you know, at like Red Bull Arena, you know, and kind of some other areas or some other stadiums in the MLS. And then, but you're seeing what Wave is doing, You have to kind of look at all that. Look what is San Diego Soccer City? Hell yeah, it is. Look at Wave. Right now, sports. I think you got to ride high on the sports right now. You know, San Diego Padres are doing really well. Wave, you know, are doing really well. Look at the names that were brought in for Wave. And I think it's you have to ride that wave. No pun intended there, right? But that wave of the buzz and excitement that I think people are going to latch on to, and the people are going to be going to Wave or, you know, to the Snapdragon Stadium to watch Wave games. They're going to have a great time. And then, you know, they're going to want to go see Loyal if Loyal comes in. And then we sign like a pretty, you know, top-notch player. Plus, we don't even really need to. We have Landon Donovan. You know, we have Landon Donovan here. Imagine, you know, everyone wants to go to Snapdragon because they want to see Landon Donovan. I'm seeing some people on I was on Instagram earlier, and there's a lot of people that were there have some I was looking at stuff about Wave of having, you know, Padres players there. You know, obviously people that were commenting are more baseball following individuals, but when they were showing San Diego Padres players at Snapdragon, they were like, I didn't even know there was even a women's team here. You know, so people are still, you know, obviously this is the first year, but you would figure by now that a lot of people in the city will know that San Diego has an NWSL, you know, professional women's, you know, club here. And a lot of people still don't know. So it's like, you know, but you're seeing, you know, Snapdragon Stadium, the environment, the buzz and the attendance. And then I think right now we got to ride it high. And I think it's going to be a tough decision to make for Ricardo. But I really do want to see us over there, guys. I really want to see, you know, us over there. I think it's going to be a plus for us. And the attendance, I'm not worried about. I think how you just said, like, if you build it, it doesn't mean they'll come. You know, but I think the proof is in the pudding that what Wave is putting on there, that San Diego is a soccer city. And I'm not worried about it.
No, I'm not worried about it either. And I have all confidence in the world that the Loyal can. You know, they can get to that potential. They can fill that potential. And you know, like I said, it's going to be up to the season, man. You know, if they can ride deep, you know, if they can get there, get to the championship game, that it's going to force people to see it, you know?
Yeah. So, but yes, you know, so there we go. That was just my little hot take seats right there. On what's going on with Loyal. Again, it hasn't been announced on what or when exactly the decision will be made. I did hear, you know, speaking to Ricardo, I did hear something about having a potential, I think a supporters type of celebration or like appreciation type event in November. I'm not sure if you caught that, that they were commenting on that sometime in November, I believe that there was going to be a kind of like an appreciation of the supporters of Loyal having an event somewhere around the city, just to kind of give thanks to the season and stuff like that. And hopefully we're still playing, you know, hopefully Loyal's still playing. So potentially, you know, it could be happening either when we win the championship or sometime in between that there's still games going on. But we'll see about that. That's what I just recall from a week or two ago, that there's some talks about that. But yeah, you know, I think that's it for me on this episode. I'm not sure if you have anything else you wanted input here.
Nah, I mean, just like I said, keep an eye out for a pregame watch party, see who's going to be going out, where we're going out. And then, you know, if there's going to be any potential, maybe postgame parties, obviously we don't want this to be the last time we get together. You know, we're going to start planning the turkey drive again. And I know our friends over at the locals are going to be helping us out this year with that as well. So we have a lot of great things going on. So we just want to encourage everybody to show up. I mean, this is, you know, not saying we don't want it to be the last season, the last game of the season, but it's got, you know, it's a playoffs, right? So it's always a potential. So just you know, for the next three, four games, man, let's just all get together and make it count.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the matchup. I'm looking to make a day out of it, so I'm gonna be going to the pregame, and hopefully a postgame as well. So I'm really I've marked this when I knew this day was going on a couple weeks ago. I marked it on my calendar and to make sure I wasn't gonna be busy at all that day. That so I'm looking for, because this could potentially be, you know, how you just said, our last time of seeing each other for a while. Yeah, it could not, you know, I'm hoping not. Obviously, I'm hoping we'll see each other for a couple more weeks, getting
World deeper Cup into or something.
Playoffs. Yeah, oh yeah, in the World Cup too. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, November's gonna be a very, very exciting time. Yeah. Hopefully October for Loyal, and then going into November with Loyal as well in the USL, hopefully playing the final. And then from there going to the World Cup. So, you know, this ain't gonna be just because a USL the season might be ending, the championship is gonna be coming up soon. That doesn't mean that there will be events that we won't be able to see each other in as well, right? So, yeah. But yeah, mi gente, well, thank you very much, everybody. Until, you know, the game's over, we'll see each other there. You know, we'll talk about it when it's over and kind of see, you know, we'll go on and talk about what the results is there. And then and
could be a happy episode, could be a sad episode. You never know.
Yeah, we'll find out. Hopefully happy. Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, I'm done. Peace out, man. Thanks, Miguel.
Hey, see you guys. See you guys on Sunday, man.
All right. See y'all. Take care.